Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3 today, coming to you live from Suntec City's East Wing. And in Mind Your Business, now Treach shows an idea to cut food waste hatched by two young Singaporeans during their final year of studies at NUS. Now, food waste numbers are staggering. In 2018, Singapore generated almost 800,000 tons of food waste, and only less than 20% was recycled. Now, Preston Wong was reading accountancy and law, while Kenneth Harm was studying computer science, but the entrepreneurial duo decided to develop an app to fill a gap in the fight against food waste, reducing the amount of food thrown away by buffet restaurants at the end of each month.
Well, the app was launched in September 2017 with a bakery in McPherson that has since dropped out, citing manpower problems. The Grand Hyatt was the first hotel to sign up in October last year. Other hotels now on the app include Fairmont, Novotel, Hotel Gen, and the latest Carlton City Hotel in Tanjung Pagar. And joining us to tell us more is Preston Wong, co-founder of Treachure. Well, Preston, tell us, what was the impetus for Treachure and detail how it works for us? Tell us about more.
Well, thank you, Howie and Bernard, for having me on the show. Treachure was actually formed as a technological solution to actually address the problem of food wastage, because we realized that a lot of the existing solutions on the market do not have that technological factor. So we wanted to incorporate and leverage on the power of technology to actually redistribute food resources. At the same time, it benefits just not just ordinary consumers, but the businesses as well. So we're bringing both consumers' value and businesses' value. So how does it work? Yeah.
How did the idea come to you first up, though, Preston? Were you sitting in a buffet and marveling at how much food was being thrown away, or not marveling per se, but feeling disappointed and looking at the waste?
Yeah, the original concept was actually not birthed out of a hotel buffet environment. It was actually in a household setting. So I witnessed my family members throwing out expiring food items from the refrigerator. Mm. And there was that germ of the idea of an idea whether we could build a platform to actually redistribute or sell it away to people who would treasure them. So hence, we ventured on later on to do more market research, and we found that actually there was quite a bit of a problem, not just in the households, but outside in the businesses that we work with. So we spoke to F&B merchants, and eventually hotels being big chains, they actually have a larger magnitude of surplus food, and they're also very supportive towards sustainability efforts. So some of them came on board, and now our partners. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Preston, somehow you have not told us how exactly it works. So do you want to give me more time to explain how it works?
Sorry, yeah. So the app actually is a mobile app platform, free for download for everyone who has a phone. You can use the app to actually purchase takeaway boxes. So when you approach those hotel partners that we work with, there are about 15 of them right now, including one which is a non-hotel buffet restaurant, you will turn up at the restaurant at the later part of their meal timings, whether breakfast, lunch or dinner, typically the last 45 minutes or so of each timing, and you can actually do a takeaway on those buffet line items. So you can choose what you want and pack it in a box and just go takeaway style. From just $10, yeah.
Oh, for just $10 buffet-styled offerings. That sounds like quite a deal, right? Mm. But what sort of gap in the fight against food waste are you filling? What was the gap first off?
Sure, yeah. So for us, I think, again, as I mentioned earlier, there was a need in terms of technological solutions, how we could match those who have that surplus food and those who would treasure or want those surplus food items. That's the first gap in terms of the technology. The second gap, of course, is in terms of the existing methods in the market that, for instance, our partners use. So the best example for buffets would be those cooked food. Cooked food typically has a very short shelf life. I mean, it's very perishable, and there are not many ways to deal with that problem. So if donation might not come across as the best method because of fears of either liability or contamination along the way to the beneficiaries, then perhaps another method might come more effective. And for us, we are filling that gap in which we could redistribute it in a very short amount of time using the app.
Mm. Mm. Okay, we know you charge $10 for per taking of the buffet food.
Per box,
Per box. What are some of your business and operating models you want to comment about that?
Sure. For us, as I said, it's free for all to download for consumers right now.
How are you going to keep the lights on at Trade Shore, Preston, if you are giving it away for free?
Not for free, but we do charge the partners that we work with. So that's where we get substantially our revenue. And also at the same time, we do apply for grants and investment funding, etc., to defray some of the operational costs. So that's how we have been sustaining our business. Yeah.
We're speaking to Preston Wong, who's co-founder of Treat Shore, an app which aims to help cut food wastage, broadcasting live here at Suntec City East Wing. If you've ever sat in a hotel buffet, wondered at the splendor of the variety of food that you can sample, and then wondered what will happen to all of that at the end of the day, well, help is at hand. Treat Shore is an app which aims to help cut food wastage, particularly at hotel buffets. And we're speaking with Preston Wong, who's the co-founder of Treat Shore. Now, what sort of a difference do you anticipate the app making, though?
In terms of the hotels, for instance, we actually help them reduce food wastage through our app solution. And for consumers, I think what the main difference that we provide is actually an alternative option to your other meals, say in the city, where you actually can get convenience out of just a grab and go buffet in a box. Plus, you get to enjoy the variety, because every day the menu changes and there's a lot of surprises when you go and pack your box. And of course, the great value of just enjoying a hotel quality meal once in a while. If you're not the kind who would, you know, go many, many rounds in a buffet, just one portion,
Preston, is the thing, right?
So if you're that sort of a person, or if you have a special diet, perhaps we've spoken to some of our consumers, our treaturers, they say that they have actually maybe a high protein diet, that they go for only certain types of items, then this is the best combination that you could choose for your meal.
Well, Preston, how nascent is this space? I mean, do you have a first mover advantage? Are you still bootstrapped?
Yeah. This is a very nascent space. I mean, when I mentioned the space itself, I'm referring to the surplus food space in general. Of course, the idea of a buffet in a box is very novel. It's the first of its kind in this whole region. But indeed, like, even managing surplus food using technology or coming up with new solutions for food wastage, it's a very new industry on its own. It's growing. We are one of the first movers, having started in 2017. But we've also seen in recent years more and more startups are trying their own efforts to reduce food wastage through their own unique innovative solutions. So it's growing, and we're very encouraged that more and more people are joining this movement.
Why is this personally important to you, Preston? And also, did you manage to try and convince your family members not to buy so much food, so that it ends up expiring and then they have to toss it, which was the idea for Treat Shore in the first place?
Yeah, so I guess along the way, we've also shared with our family members the importance of buying and consuming the right portion, cooking the right portion. That's very important, things that we learned along the way as well. But for me personally, I think it's also it's a like stewardship of your own resources, right? Like how much waste is generated in our system is quite staggering, and it prompts me to think of innovative ways to actually reduce it. So personally, I think this is a very beneficial project and initiative that we have started, and I hope that we can create more impact. So recently, we actually, this year, we're experimenting with even redistributing surplus groceries. So we've moved out of hotels and venturing a little bit into packaged food items like fruits, vegetables, and even potato chips and yogurts. Yeah, all these have like expiry dates, and typically there are
more perishable.
There's more room for us to actually play around in terms of redistributing it than the buffet meals.
Well, Preston, how else do you think awareness for this, what that you're doing, can be raised? How else do you think it can be raised?
Yeah, I think right now it's still early. We've been only 1 year in the buffet in a box product and 2 years as a mobile app. We can definitely share more with our networks, and also even through like this radio station interviews, etc. We've been doing a lot of road shows as well, going to community events and fairs that we try to promote and share about. I think also the larger nationwide movement towards zero waste. The government recently launched the Zero Waste Master Plan, so more and more are actually aware of this topic, and with that, there comes many opportunities for people to want to step up and try to contribute. Therein lies chances for us to actually be part of that. Yeah.
Mm. Earlier we talked about, Preston, how you read accountancy and law while in school and came up with this idea at the same time.
Yep.
So personally, would you call yourself a lawyer or an entrepreneur or an accountant? Which would you prefer?
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how did...
The parents view it when you turn your back on the law degree.
Well, I think shocked, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, my parents are typical Asian parents.
Right.
Imagining that they are... children would become like perhaps lawyers or accountants, but yeah, I perhaps didn't tread the path that they wanted me to. But I guess over time, seeing some results along the way, they begin to give a bit more support. And even to this day, I think it's not easy, but continue just pressing forward and trying to achieve more impact with what we do. And at the same time, I'm still, in a way, in the practice of law and business and accountancy. I haven't, like, lost them. I mean, a lot of the issues that I deal with, the law or deal with business. So it's cool to also apply whatever that I've learned from those disciplines in entrepreneurship, yeah.
Is there a plan B, Preston?
A plan B?
In,
what if...
Let me be devil's advocate in case it goes belly up. Is there a plan B?
Well, of course, I could work in other startups. I could apply to other jobs. I could use my knowledge from this field to actually provide knowledge to other people, even giving courses or to schools, etc. I could play a part in that. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Preston Wong.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, just what's next for the app? I mean, now the hotels are on board, is it? What's the next step that you want to take?
Obviously, you want more hotels on board, but are you targeting anyone else?
As I said, we are actually looking to expand our impact in other segments as well.
So but, the grocery stores, that, perishable products.
Mm-hmm. But before that, I think we're also trying to come up with a new version of the app to improve the overall user experience and user interface. And when that is done, we would be very happy to have more other partners coming on board with us. Yeah.
What's been the feedback when using the app?
Yeah.
Has it been easy to use, hard to navigate? What's come up?
I think this is still a very new concept to most people, so they are, some of them of course are a bit apprehensive as to use, how do you actually go about doing this redemption of the buffet in a box?
Mm.
Do the hotels pack it for me, or do I pack it myself? When do I go down? What are the timings, etc.? So all these are all feedback that they have provided us with that will form barriers for them to actually use it.
But it's quite clearly spelled out in the app.
Have you tried downloading it?
I have.
Right, okay.
I mean, I haven't gone to a buffet to try and get myself that $10 box, but I wanted to try out and see how easy it was to use. I thought it was quite comprehensive.
Right, so some users, unfortunately, they might need a bit more guidance in terms of how to actually take part in this. So we will be improving the app substantially, progressively forward, yeah.
A big thank you to Preston Wong,
who is
co-founder of TreeShort, joining us today here on Mind Your Business as we broadcast live from Suntec City's East Wing. Preston, it's been a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.